I'm in the historic city of Worcester with Joy Squires, who is Labour's parliamentary candidate for the next general election. Joy, we lost Worcester in 2010. We had a fantastic MP in Mike Foster. He'd won three times extraordinarily well. What was the key to the defeat, do you think, in 2010? It obviously wasn't Mike Foster's fault.
It certainly wasn't Mike Foster's fault. Mike's still held in very high regard locally, and his boots are very, very hard to fill. There's no doubt at all about that. I think it was because we did lose trust with people. They weren't sure what Labour stood for anymore, and we weren't really giving them a very clear platform to vote for. So I think the trust issue was the main one for me.
And these local elections, we've got, is it 12 or 14 Labour councillors at the moment? We're trying to build up in a city that is in the middle of a county that is all blue, but it's the sort of place we've got to get a bridgehead if we're going to put ourselves in contention at the next general election.
Absolutely. The local situation is that the Tories have a majority of one on the city council, so if we can gain the four seats that we're hoping to gain, then that should be the end of the Tory administration in Worcester.
And from outside, Worcester people would know about was the cathedral. They may not know that the British Medical Association was founded in Worcester. I've just seen at the University of Worcester the hall where it was founded. Not everyone will necessarily thank Worcester for founding the British Medical Association 160 years ago, but that view from the outside, that it's the cathedral, that it's very prosperous, it's a more mixed community than meets the eye, I think it's fair to say.
Much more mixed in terms of levels of deprivation that really are as bad as in many parts of the West Midlands, but also massive prosperity in some parts too, so it really is a mix.
And it's certainly very beautiful, both in the city and in the rural environment around it. What is the biggest thing that Labour has to offer, do you think, to get itself back in the game?
I think locally, main concerns centre around jobs for young people. There are over 800 young people aged between 18 and 24 in Worcester who are unemployed and have no prospect of a job, quite frankly. So I think that that's the main platform for us in this election.
So actually the part-time job guarantee the party's pushing, that's pretty directly
absolutely
aimed
massive,
at what people want.
Yes,
what about building the party? Because we've got to become a party that's much more grounded in our communities.
Absolutely. I mean, the party is in good heart. Even though we lost in 2010 and lost Mike Foster, we've remained in very good heart since then. And you've seen for yourself today how enthusiastic members are and how willing they are to turn out to meet you and also to be campaigning. I think within our local communities, like all Labour parties, we have tended to lose touch. We're determined to turn that round now and get back into those local communities. And that might be with simple things like, you know, resurrecting the jumble sales that we used to do years ago, stack and chat sessions, whatever it might be. But we do need to get back into our local communities so that they know we're on their side.
Yeah, and final point, the city's going to be changed a lot by having a university. I mean, there are 10,000 students here now. Most of them are local, but not all of them. Some of them I've met come from Wales or Northern Ireland. What's the university going to do in terms of shifting the orientation of the town or the city from the past to the future?
The future of the university is the future of Worcester, quite frankly, and the plans for expansion are pretty significant, but with funding cuts from central government, everything's been called into question, and that would be bad news for the city if the university doesn't continue to grow.
Well, look, I will, and I'm sure others will, look out for the results on May the 4th of the local council elections, and good luck with your three-year long, hard slog to the general election.
Thanks very much. I'm really proud to be doing it.
You want?